You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and this is going to be the best half-hour radio this town's seen in quite some time. Actually, probably since the time you were on last time, Bruce. Now, we got Bruce Turkel on. We're going to talk about how you can be whatever you want to be today with technology, the internet, the creativity, the collaboration. Bruce, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks so much. I love being here.
Now, Bruce, you know, this was what your blog post was on. You know, one of the things I think it's good to talk about is the fact that we tie in your blog post, which I think is a lesson in and of itself to the people that are listening, that we're creating some content that you can repurpose that will help support the blog. But let's talk about that a little. You do your blog. You got your iPad. I think you got your whole office right here.
I do. As a matter of fact, now, because I travel so much, as long as I have my laptop or I have my iPad and I have access to the internet, I have my whole office with me. I tell people that I spend my life in pursuit of three things. Wi-Fi connectivity.
Secure Wi-Fi.
Well, yes. Well, I use a VPN, so that helps me with that.
I read about that this week.
That's a great thing to use. So I need Wi-Fi. I need somewhere to plug in the devices so they charge. And I need bathrooms. Other than that, I'm pretty much able to go anywhere, anytime.
Oh, by the way, how's your charge looking? Because I don't want to forget my cord there.
I won't forget the cord. I'm only at 6%, but it's keeping me alive.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad that you're alive and you can have the cord as long as you return it after the show.
I will, I promise.
Now, what are your favorite remote, collaborative websites, links, different stuff like that? And before we get started, I said link and it made me think of something. I saw this great Jerry Seinfeld. There's this great thing on HBO now that Jerry Seinfeld produced with... Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. It talks to people that are over 90 years old. And at the end, Jerry gives a link on the info. He goes, hold it, stop. No more links. I can't take it. I can't take too many more links. Because he's overwhelmed with all the links. Because people say, did you get my link? Did you go to my link? I can't. Did you see my link? I'll resend my link.
So I'm not going to give you a link. I'm going to give you a piece of software, which is absolutely free. And
excellent.
It's cross-platform. It'll work on your computer. It'll work on your tablet. It'll work on your phone. It'll work on your DOS device. It'll work on your iOS device. It'll work on your Android device. It's called Evernote. Evernote is what relational databases have evolved to, meaning it's a place to store information and be able to retrieve it. Evernote alone is not enough. You need to combine Evernote. Now I'm going to give you a link with a link that has nothing to do with me. I'm not selling anything here. It's called thesecretweapon.org. Thesecretweapon.org is a series of 8 or 10 videos where the guy who made them combined the power of Evernote with GTD. GTD is Getting Things Done. David Allen's book on organization, which is a little bit too OCD and too anal for me personally.
Well, that level exists?
Yeah, it does. It's crazy, I know. So detailed. However, you combine GTD, Getting Things Done, with Evernote, and all of a sudden, every scrap of paper, every loose idea, everything you need to do, your to-do list, your contact list, is all combined in one place. It's in the cloud, which means you can access it from your phone, you can access it from your tablet, you can access it from your laptop, from your home computer, from anywhere. So once that tool is put together, anywhere you go is inspiration for the things you do. Someone says to you, hey, you ought to read this book. Well, you're not going to remember to read it unless you put into Evernote under a heading that says read review. And then you just keep track of them. People say, oh, you ought to watch this movie. You ought to eat at this restaurant. I put all that stuff in when I have blog ideas, when I see a new piece of technology, when somebody gives me a link. I put them all in there. They all live in there. And then when I have time, if I'm sitting on an airplane, I go to read review and I see all the things I could be reading or reviewing, and I do that. If I have an internet connection, I go look at all the links. If I'm sitting waiting for someone and I have my cell phone, I have something listed under phone calls, and then I can make those phone calls. And it allows me to work wherever I am. As you know, I travel all around the world speaking at conferences and working with clients. And it used to be a real pain because I wasn't able to organize everything. Now I can. Here's an example. You know, you get those emails from someone you owe money to, your cable provider, your credit card thing, and you don't know what to do with it. You don't know if you should keep it. You don't know if you should get rid of it. Well, now I forward it to Evernote under the heading bills to pay. And then I throw it away. And then when it's time to pay bills on the 1st of the month, the 15th of the month, I sit down, I go to bills to pay, and they're all there. And bang, 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 I take care of them.
Wow. I think I just became more efficient, which is the most important thing. You know, you can make a, you can make anything. You can make money. You can make a house. You can make a building. You can't make more time.
No,
but
you
can't. It
sounds
like this helps me.
Well, what it does also is it gets all these little things out of your head. If you're always running around thinking, oh, I got to remember to stop and pick something up at the grocery store. Oh, I have to remember to pay that insurance bill. Oh, I got to call Jim about the radio show I'm going to be doing. Those things are constantly in your mind going ping, 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 and then you can't focus on what matters. And if you write it on a piece of paper, you're not going to look at that piece of paper at the right time. You're going to reach into your pocket 2 weeks later and go, oh no, I didn't do this. But if you put it somewhere where you know it will come up at the proper time, at the proper date, at the proper location, you don't worry about it anymore. And that opens up all this opportunity to think, to focus, to plan, and to solve problems.
Now, we talked about productivity. Let's talk about creativity, because you're one of the most creative people I know. What do you use for creativity?
Ah, you're going to love this. I use the same tool.
Oh, I do love it.
I can draw in it. I can write in it. If I have an idea for a song, I can record that melody within it. But here's the key to creativity. Creativity, in my opinion, is putting old things together in new ways. Seeing something old, seeing something go, wait, if I took this, if I turned it around. Picasso took a bicycle seat and handlebars, put them together and created a bull's head that was a commentary on the evolution of Spain throughout history.
Yeah.
Somebody came up with the idea of a flea market and the internet combined them and created eBay and made an astounding amount of money. That's what creativity is all about. The problem with creativity is it doesn't strike when you want it. It strikes when it strikes. The muse is like a little Tinkerbell dragonfly thing that flies around. And when the ideas come, if you don't capture them at that moment, they are gone forever. But if you use a tool like Evernote, on your cell phone, on your tablet, you can save these ideas. And then when you need them, you can come back to them. It's like having a sketchbook with you at all times that is always searchable.
You know, I got to get this because, as you well know, as you can plainly see, as anybody watching on Facebook Live can see, I'm the king of notes, of lists, of ideas, of scraps of paper. You go into my desk, it's 75,000 little business cards and little yellow stickies. And all they do when I go to sit down to work is distract me.
By the way, you can scan them or you can photograph them with your phone or your iPad. And you can put those into Evernote as well. I used to use sketchbooks and I have boxes of sketchbooks. I think I have about 270 sketchbooks. But the problem is I can never find anything in them. I have to go through them and turn pages and turn pages. But with Evernote, I can scroll through every file. I can search by word. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, I have an early version of Evernote that I put on my computer, my lap, not on my computer, but on my iPad probably 5 or 6 years ago. And I just left it there because I never took the time to learn how to empower myself
and
to use it.
Evernote without a system is like having an incredible automobile, but not knowing how to drive it, right?
Yeah.
So this thesecretweapon.org. Those videos show you what to, how to use the tool and how to make it fit your life.
You know, that's the most important thing to have today because you're bombarded with all these new ideas, all these different things to do, all these different ways to do them. And navigating that is just like, it's very difficult. And if you don't have a path, if you don't have a guru, you know, today, almost everything today, you need to have some kind of mentorship. And I realize that that mentorship is lots of times available on the internet, but sometimes you don't find it or trust it.
That's right. And this is a way that you can track all of that.
You know, it's absolutely amazing. I'm going to take an early break and then I'm going to come back because I want to have kind of an equal balance on the segment times with Bruce today. So, Bruce, keep getting those great ideas. My gosh, usually I say it and today it's actually fabulously on point. Make sure to be here when we come back from the break because we're going to help you learn things that you can use today to make yourself more productive and make more money. Regan? Rock me.